Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Honor of God. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Would you turn with me to 1 Samuel, the second chapter this morning, please? We've been talking about the honor of God for a few weeks now, and I'm very excited about this. I can see this as the Lord's leading to help us receive what He has for us. And if your heart is right, you don't just want to be involved in church as a social thing only, or as just some kind of a religious ritual that you do. We want to know God. We want to experience God. We want to be in His manifest presence. And we want to know His will, and we want to know Him, who He is, what He is, what He likes, what He doesn't like, what He wants, what He doesn't want. And I have come to see from my few years walking with the Lord that if you understand something about the honor of God, then you've gone a long ways toward understanding Him. This is a big piece and big part of His person and what He is and who He is. How many understand God is honor? He is honorable. And He is glorious. And a lot is mentioned in the scripture about the glory of God. And if you look up these words, the word glory and honor are very, very similar. They have so much of the same meaning. And it has to do, the word honor and glory means heavy in the sense of valuable. Heavy. It's not light, it's heavy. It's not cheap, it's expensive. It's not worthless, it's precious, valuable. When you honor something, you talk about it a certain way, you treat it a certain way. Why? Because you believe it is valuable. It's precious to you. Why do we get up on Sunday morning and put on our best clothes, fix our hair the best we know how? Try to be as presentable as we know how to come before the Lord. Why do we stand up and worship Him and praise Him? Why do you take money that you worked hard for and put it in the offering plate? Huh? Because you value God. You value His things, His words, His works, His will, His people. And, Phyllis and I have made our commitment progressively through the years, and you run into a lot of times people whose commitment is not where it needs to be. And to us, there is nothing more important than doing God's will. Amen. It doesn't make any difference how late you got to stay up,
right,
how early you got to get up,
amen,
how much money you got to spend, how far you got to go.
That's
doesn't
right.
matter. There's nothing else that comes close to being as important. You know, people spend billions on natural things. I mean, it's amazing the money they spend on those casinos out in Vegas. I mean, they'll tear down a $50 million deal, just level it, build a new one in its place. And other things that are natural, and some things not even good, but some things just natural, they just affect life for a few years. But friends, what we're doing, and not just talking about us, but the whole church of the Lord, the whole body of the Lord, is the most important thing that's going on in the earth. People getting saved, coming to God, getting back to God, getting healed, getting filled with the Spirit, learning about Him, growing in faith in Him. There is nothing happening on the planet as important as this. Nothing. So we should treat it like it's this important. Amen? And it'll be a witness to others and even non-believers when they realize, how important this is to us. You know, when it's service time, man, it's service time.
Yeah.
I don't care what's going on.
That's right.
We go.
Amen.
I mean, I don't know how many times in these past 25 years, well, I shouldn't say it like that. It hadn't been that many times. But there's been a few times that I didn't feel so hot. And there's been times that I preached too much and yelled too much and talked too much and had about lost my voice. And I don't know at the times that I've come and in that situation, maybe it wasn't just six, what I'm talking about, the small amount of times, but other times when maybe my voice wasn't quite there, and just go by faith and show up and start, and as you go, get stronger and stronger and stronger, and was able to do it. But you don't just go and say, well, it's just one service. Well, it's just this. Well, it's not that big a deal. It is a deal.
Amen.
This is the Lord's work.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
And, you know, we are where we are. We don't try to pretend that we're a place that we're not, but we give it the best we've got for now. We give it our full effort and put our full resources behind it. I don't go for sloppiness, you know. Some people were doing a recording session, gospel music, and one of them happened to say they were practicing this certain song and had done it, I don't know, done it 20 times. And if you've ever done this kind of thing when it's 2 o'clock in the morning and you're tired and you've tried to get this for 30 times and it's not quite right. Well, finally, one of the guys who wasn't all that committed of a Christian, he said, well, now that's just good enough for gospel music. Well, he was out.
That's right.
I said, he was out. Because you hear people talk, well, that's just too much to spend on that. Friend, you can't spend too much on doing the work of God.
Amen.
You can't get anything too good for Him.
Amen.
Or too expensive for His stuff.
Amen.
Do you understand what we're talking about?
Yes.
And friend, when it's time for the service, we ought to do everything in our power to see that it's right. And it's the best we can get it. Because it's not just doing natural stuff. We're doing what we're doing as unto Him.
Amen.
Amen. If the Lord Himself handed you a broom and said, would you sweep this for me?
Yeah.
Would you just hit it a pass or two and say, well, that's good enough? I mean, the Lord Himself, what would you do? I know what you'd do. You'd be out there. I mean, you'd sweep that thing. You'd sweep that thing. I mean, it'd be spotless.
Yeah.
Right? The Lord wants it swept. We're going to sweep it.
Right.
Well, all of the things of God are that way. Why do we do it? Because it's valuable to us. It's precious to us. In Luke, why don't you turn there real quickly? I hadn't read Samuel yet, have I? But that's all right. I'll tell you what it says. You already knew. In Luke 16, while you're turning there, 1 Samuel 2, you remember, said, the Lord said, them that honor me, I will honor. Those that despise me shall be lightly esteemed. Well, that's the opposite of showing honor, would be despising. And really, despising just simply means to make light of. See, he uses the word lightly esteemed. Esteem would have to do with how you value something. You think, well, that ain't much to that. That don't mean anything. Well, big deal. That is despising. And it is failing to honor. And in Luke, the 16th chapter, the Lord said this, and it's why we need a lot of mind renewal. Luke 16, 15. He had said some things. Well, let me just back up in verse 13. Jesus said, Luke 16, 13, no servant can serve two masters. He'll hate one and love the other, or he'll hold to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. And the Pharisees also, who were covetous, heard all these things, and they derided him. And he said to them, you are they which justify yourselves before men, but God knows your hearts. For that which is highly esteemed among men is abomination in the sight of God. The NIV says, what is highly valued among men is detestable in God's sight. God has a different value system than the world, the unsaved world. And what they think is, see, now these guys, they thought money was the deal. Money was the big deal. And he said some things contrary to what they thought, and it upset them because they, you know, he went into teaching about which is more important, the money on the altar or the altar that sanctifies the money. He gave them several things like this because they were confused. And he went on to make this great statement that so many things that people think are valuable, God detests. We got to get our mind renewed so that what He holds as precious, we hold as precious. And what He says is of no account, we say is of no account. We agree with Him. Doesn't just happen because you want it to be. It happens because you pursue it and because you read your chapters. Among other things. How many are saying you got, if you don't know what's in this book, how are you going to know what's important to Him? Need to, and not just read it one time years ago, an ongoing thing that you're continually reminded of what's important to Him and what's not important to Him. And you can, like I've said before, you can will to do His will. I've learned this over the years that if I got something I think, oh yeah, man, that's what I want. Woo, that's neat. I like that. And the Lord says, I don't like that. I go, right. Me either. You don't like it? I don't like it either. Uh-uh. And you have to be willing to adjust yourself in your thinking. And there are other things that I've thought, well, no, I don't like that. Mm-mm. No, sir, that's not for me. That's not my deal. He says, I want you to do that. And you go, right. Now that I look at it again, that's just what I want to do. You want to do it? You like it? I like it.
Yes.
And you know what? We need to do that with people. We need to see people through His eyes, not just judge people by their particular personality or the way they look or something. I want to see them the way God sees them. And if He likes them, I like them. Anybody of His is a buddy of mine. And if He approves of them, and if He's using them, and if He's blessing them, it doesn't make any difference if I don't like some of their natural stuff. If they're good enough for Him, they're good enough for me. And if the Lord picks them, I'm happy with it.
Amen.
But you know, people have historically rejected His choice. I won't go into that, but if He selects them, it ought to be good enough for you. Now, I want you to go with me back to Samuel, 2 Samuel, the 9th chapter. 2 Samuel, the 9th chapter. Now, we have gotten into talking about some practical ways how to show honor. You know, we've already been honoring God this morning.
Yeah.
You honored God by getting up and coming to church.
Yeah.
Whether here or anywhere else. You honored God by lifting up your hands and worshiping Him. Praising Him. We honored God in our giving and our tithes and offerings. You honor God by wanting to hear the word of the Lord. And by holding your Bible. How many respect that book that you have in your lap there?
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Honor of God, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.